Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on building your limitless mind. In this masterclass, we're going to be going through my book on building your limitless mind. And you can download it for free from the website. It's also included with this masterclass. Now, this isn't an audio book, and the purpose isn't to just read through the book. You'll hear that we generally work through the structure of the book. But this masterclass in some parts differs significantly. And even around the book, I'm adding a lot of ideas because my intent here is to take the concepts that are covered in the book and really bring it to life for you. So we're not just talking about these ideas, but really honing in on what it takes and why it matters to build your limitless mind. So let's start with that idea. Why does this matter? I'll tell you, in my view, nothing matters more. Absolutely nothing matters more to the quality of your life than training your mind, period. Nothing matters more. I might even go as far to play with that language and say, nothing more matters. Nothing more matters to the quality of your life experience than how skilled you are at using your mind, period. How you think, how you feel, the behaviors that you are taking right now is the entire experience of your life. Your entire future is created according to how skilled you are at thinking, feeling, and taking actions. Nothing matters more to the quality of your life now and in the future than how skilled you are at operating your brain and body, this vehicle you're born into for your life. What is life but this? What is life but the experience that you are having in that brain and in that body? What is life but every single thought that is flowing through that head? Every single feeling that you're experiencing in the body? Every single behavior that you take in the world is your entire life, now and in the future. We spend so much of our lives thinking about things that are completely outside of our control, when the only thing that we can ever control, the only thing that you will ever be able to control ever in your life is how right now you are using your mind to direct the brain and the body. You can't control the weather. You can't control the president. You can't control North Korea or your kids. You certainly control nothing in the future. You can't control your thoughts in the future. You can't control your feelings in the future. You can't control your behaviors in the future. The only thing you can ever control is right now, the way you are using that mind to control the brain and the body. Nothing matters more to the experience we are having now and at every point in the future than how skilled we are at operating our minds. Yet, what does our society ever teach us on these topics? What does our society ever teach us about the way we think, the way we feel, how we best interact with these brains and bodies that we're born into? What does our society ever teach us on them? We spend the first 20 years of our lives in school. But what do we ever learn about this human machine that we are bred into? We have our heads stuffed full of information, most of it useless. But who, for 1 minute, teaches you anything about those thoughts in your head, that voice in your head, the pictures that show up, the way that you interact with them, the feelings in the body, what it takes to get yourself to take the actions that matter to you? Whoever teaches us anything on these topics? Imagine turning 21 and someone handing you the keys to the car, saying, go for it, get on the highway, go drive. You've never learned anything about driving, yet you're unleashed on the world. What would the roads be like? What sort of chaos might we see around us? And what sort of chaos do we see around us? Look at our world. Look at our world, and what do you see but dysfunctional minds? We have extinct nearly everything on this planet and are on a fast track to extinguishing the rest. War, hatred, hunger, argument everywhere. Grotesque murder for entertainment. Look at our world. What do you see but chaos from chaotic minds? Minds run amok. I wrote an article about arms flapping around. If you were walking down the street and you saw someone's arm just flapping about, they had no way to tie it down, their arms just flying around, just out of control, jumping from one place to another, you think that person really needs to get their arm under control. Yet this is what our minds are doing all day, every day, bouncing around from topic to topic, constantly, most of it negative, some 70,000 thoughts a day, mostly redundant, mostly negative. This is our lives. This is the quality of each of our internal experience. And it shows up around us in our world. A world of chaos. And not enough control. And it's not just that. How many of us, in this modern world where our lives are better than ever, how many of us are living the lives we truly want? How many of us feel how we want, think how we want every day? How many of us are the person that we dream to be? Look at our society. We're told we can live our dream. We're told that we can do whatever we want. We can make our lives what we want them to be. Well, how many people are living their dream? Of the 7 billion of us, even in this modern world where we're blessed with so much, how many of our lives are what we deserve them to be? Kids jacked up on speed just so they can focus to get through our school system. Is this what we want to be? Adults aren't much better coming home at night to see their family distracted by all their devices, by everything else that was going on during the day. Is this what we are? How many of us have the energy we want to have every day? Sucking down our coffee just to get us going? Popping our pills just to get through the day? Poisoning ourselves with alcohol at night just to take off the edge? Just to sedate these minds? That nobody has ever trained us to get under control, let alone to harness the limitless power of these minds. Depression, anxiety, fear, insecurity, worry. Our society is soaked in it. It's a sewer of negative energy. We're all bathing in it. But it's not outside of us, is it? It's inside of us, in our minds, in our brains, in our bodies. And no one ever trains us to unleash the power of our minds for living the lives we truly want, for being who we choose to be, feeling how you want to feel every day, creating the life you truly want. How many of us are living this life? How many of us dream and scheme the most magical version of our lives and create it? How many of us who've even created it feel how we want? Rich and unfulfilled go together like celebrity and dysfunctional in our society. And this is the best we can do? So many of us dreaming of having more? Yet those who have so much, still dysfunctional, still unfulfilled. Why? Why? Because it doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you're doing. All that matters to the quality of your life is how skilled you are at directing your mind. And you hear how animated I am on these topics. You hear how much they matter to me. For 20 years, I've researched these topics. 20 years. For 10 years thinking, if only I can get what I want, if only I'm doing what I want, then I'll feel amazing. And I was wrong. Doing what you want doesn't automatically feel amazing. What I've learned over time is the only thing that matters to the quality of our lives is how good we are in our minds. My clients today, some of them have made all their money, had all their success, and they just want to feel better every day. Some of them are dreaming and scheming massively, and that bursts their minds. Having massive goals, taking on a massive burden, putting massive stress on yourself. How do you build your limitless mind? For building limitlessly in the world. For me, it's been a necessity. The only thing that enabled me to write my first book, that has enabled me to keep going to this point, is getting so strong in the mind where I can do something today that was impossible for me years ago. Impossible, not even close to possible, because I wasn't strong enough in the mind. I wasn't able to get myself to do those things that required more power, more limitless. I was living the life I truly wanted. Living in Vail, Colorado as a ski bum because I could. Living my dream. The grandest vision of my life that I had imagined. And I couldn't get myself to feel amazing every day. I just wanted to feel amazing and take amazing action. How? When your mind is bursting at the seams with the stress, with the challenge of what you've taken on. How do you still feel amazing every day? And it was from this greatest time in my life, by far the hardest time in my life, that pushed my mind far beyond its limits, that stretched my mind far, far beyond its flexibility, that I saw the light. Not of God, of the mind. That I saw that no matter what you've got in your life, you might be financially free. You might be free in your time. But you can never be free until you are free in the mind. And over years, I had to learn what this meant to be free in your mind. And I had to build tools to become more and more free. And more than tools, I had to build a training program, daily tools, continuous tools to use ATFT all the fucking time to keep conditioning my mind. And I still do. The most important thing in my life, the most important thing that I do. Nothing matters more than the training I do, building my mind more and more limitless every day. Nothing matters more to me than these topics. I look around at the people of the world, and I want so much more for them. Sucked into this Facebook crap. Sucked into the media crap. Sucked into the politics. Sucked into the entire entertainment complex. Sucked into the noise of the world. Sucked in by our negative patterns that are conditioned on us by our biology and by our society. And I want more for everyone. We all deserve so much more. And the secrets come from unlocking our minds. And this is what we're going to be talking through. And you hear why I'm doing this as a masterclass. You'll see a lot of stuff is in the book. But I can't convey this in the book. I can't say to you, nothing matters more. Every second, every day of your life, nothing matters more than how good you are in your mind. Nothing matters more to creating your most magical life, to feeling how you want to feel, to being who you dream to be. Absolutely nothing matters more than how skilled you are in the mind. All right, so now that we've come out of the gates hot, 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 let's back it off a bit and let's drop down a little deeper into ideas I call the ABCs of building your limitless mind. See, a notion that I start with in my Do What You Want books, before we get to the system for doing what you want, is a chapter titled Starting With You. We're going to pick this up in the next track. And the notion of starting with you is that getting what you want, whatever it is, must begin and end with you. It is you who must be willing to dream up what you truly want. It is you who must wake up every day and do those things that brings your dream to life. And, most importantly, it is you who must persist all the way until you get what you want. This takes far more than a casual interest. Takes more than a simple desire or a want. It takes a strong mind and the skill of putting it to work every day. And it's with this notion that we drop down into the ABCs of why and what it means to train your limitless mind in this way. Point A. You must start from the absolute most fundamental idea that you choose your thoughts. That no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what you have or don't have, no matter what you're doing or not doing, you choose your thoughts. You choose how you feel. You choose your behaviors. The absolute most fundamental idea, point A, to building your limitless mind is you accepting that you get to choose. And not only do you have the privilege of getting to choose, but the responsibility as well. See all these people running around saying they're depressed or anxious or fearful or their kids can't focus. They've never been trained how to choose their thoughts. And there's a reason for this, because it's very, very, very not easy. Even if many people are told they can do it, it's very, very, very not easy to do. And this is why it's point A, because the absolute most fundamental idea to building your limitless mind, to taking back power over what you think, over what you feel, the actions you take, is that you must want to become highly skilled in the way that you direct your thoughts. You get to choose. And as long as you get to choose your thoughts, wouldn't you want to choose your highest value thoughts? The absolute best ways of thinking every day. The absolute best ways of feeling every day. But this isn't how we operate, is it? We think those things outside of us control how we think, how we feel. The number of people who wake up angry and frustrated because Trump is president. They think it's about Trump. But Trump's not inside their head, is he? Trump's not with them when they're standing around in a conversation whining about it. Trump's not with them when they're thinking about how scary it is to have him there. They're bringing Trump into their mind. People who hate their jobs. They think the problem's in the job. It's not in the job, is it? It's in their mind. It's not to say their job doesn't suck or that Trump doesn't suck. But they're not in your mind. You can't control what's happening outside of you. You can only control the way that you're dealing with it now. You get to choose every single thought, every single feeling. But as I already harped on about, nobody ever teaches us this. Our entire lives, nobody ever teaches us this. And so we're constantly whipped around by our thoughts and feelings, constantly manipulated by our media. Just today I saw this headline about the saddest elephant that has died after 40-odd years in captivity. It takes a very strong mind to not look at that and feel like crap or feel angry. And why do you think that article is displayed in that way? But to attach to you some type of emotion, to whip you around. Like that new car. Oh, imagine how special you'll feel with that new car. And then what happens a month later? We think these things outside of us govern how we think and feel because we've been conditioned this way, and it's wrong. Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning. I won't go into it again. You get the point. It's wrong. How many people spend their life looking forward to that special day, their wedding day, where you can be a prince and princess for one day? And then how many days of their marriage feel the same? You get to choose. It's not some day, it's a journey, it's a marriage. You get to choose every day how you think and feel. Kids only get to celebrate on their birthday. For the rest of your life, one day every year is special. Every other day is less than special. Because we've been conditioned to believe that that one day should feel more special than the others. But you get to choose how you think and feel. But it's not that easy, is it? If it were easy to choose your thoughts, why would so many people be walking around sad every day? Angry. Disappointed. Frustrated. Lacking confidence, insecure, worried, fearful. If it were as easy as just choosing your thoughts, why would most of us choose to bathe in the thoughts and feelings that we succumb to every day? Why wouldn't we just choose to be happy? Why would happiness even be a thing? Right? Why is happiness even a thing? We even have phrases like, why are you so happy? Why would it be a thing if it was so easy? If we could just all choose to be happy, why wouldn't we be? Because it's not this easy, is it? I'll share with you an idea that was groundbreaking to me when I stumbled on it after many years of thinking on this. Why is happiness not easy for us? Because we're not built for happiness. We're engineered for survival. And the mechanisms of survival are very different to those of happiness. The happiest caveman on the plains of Africa, his name is Lunch. The happiest deer running around, just enjoying itself, prancing around, doesn't last very long. We are not engineered for happiness, and our society reflects it and conditions it. Yet every day we get to choose how we think and feel. This is point A. It's absolutely foundational. It is the entire point. And it's also step one to the system for building your limitless mind. Choosing your thinking. What does it mean? What does it take? How do you get skilled? It's stopping those limited thoughts. How do you get even more skilled at driving your limitless thinking? Point B. What does it mean to unlock your potential? We often hear all these generic ideas like we only use 10% of our minds. But what does it mean to unleash our potential? What are the limits of the human mind? What is not possible for us? How far can we stretch it? In these minds of ours, you can imagine things that never were. You can imagine the entire universe inside that tiny head of yours. The greatest thinkers in human history have unlocked their minds to create for all of us. What is possible for you when we unleash our minds? What isn't possible? Because this is the notion of the limitless mind, isn't it? How do you unleash your potential? What is possible for our species if we could unleash human potential across this planet? What isn't possible for us if we can unleash the vast human potential on this planet? Yet what do we get on this? Oh, we just get trite ideas from trite thinkers. All these people talking all the fucking time about positive thinking or tapping into their potential. Or all these people in the business world who call themselves top athletes. But what the fuck have they ever done for a minute to even train their minds? One of the weirdest things in our society is topics of self-help and personal development and training your mind. These are weird topics in our society. What does this say about us? We have all of our trite ideas about unlocking potential. Then we go back to our little Facebook, put our heads in our little devices, drink our coffee, pop our pills, turn on our 6 hours of TV a day, read our useless, disposable junk news, addicted to our poisonous drugs and poisonous alcohol just to escape the mind. All the time we talk about unleashing our potential. But what are any of us even doing to actually unleash it? How much can we blame our education system for failing to even teach us anything basic about how we think and feel? When do we take responsibility for unlocking our minds, for unleashing what we are? Education was a starter package. That's the quick start program. What does it take to unleash our potential? What are the limits of the human mind? The most limited thing on the planet is the number of people who are focused on these topics. if 99% of us on the planet were talking about how we make our minds amazing, how we unleash human potential. We're training our minds every day, instead of at best 1% of us even thinking about these topics. If all of us were focused on these topics, talk about human potential. Imagine us all every day getting stronger and better in the mind, constantly seeking ways to be more limitless, to be of more value to ourselves and to others, to create, to design, to imagine things that never were. Talk about unleashing human potential. This is point B. Unleashing your mind. And it also lines up with part two in the system for building your limitless mind, the performance tools. And these tools, just like the machines and exercises you do to get the body in shape at the gym, are the exercises, the tools that you use for shaping the mind. As we talked about, it's very not easy to choose your thinking. In the same way, it's very not easy to get the body in shape and you want tools. And that's what we cover in part two. Daily tools, continuous tools, and evolutionary tools for building your limitless mind. And this leads in neatly to point C. This is about human evolution. This isn't just choosing your thoughts. It's not just building a bulletproof mind. This is human evolution. Do we think we're evolved? If anything, we're devolving. Devolving into drones attached to our little phones, desperately hoping someone likes the photo of our hamburger. Online having anonymous attacks on each other. If anything, we're devolving. Dinosaurs existed for 165 million years. We've been modern for a few thousand at best. Are we evolving? What does it mean to evolve? We buy into the theory of evolution as though it's complete. Oh yeah, we evolved, we got to this point. The people who are supposedly on the vanguard of evolution, all they ever think about is putting chips in us. Is that evolving? You can have a chip in your head, and you'll be able to go online. You won't even have to ask the question, you can just think, and you'll go straight online. To our porn-filled web. To our fake news-filled web. To our Facebook-filled web. Oh wow, we're evolving to the point where you'll be able to go online and get a Google map. Oh, you'll be able to drive anywhere. You have the map straight in your head. Wow, this is evolving. You'll be able to learn the capital of Portugal without even having to go to school and rote learn it. What does it mean to evolve? How do we evolve our minds if we're not doing anything to evolve them? And if we're not evolving them, we're devolving. If our minds are not getting better, they're getting worse. Society is working against us here. The minds are working against us. There's 70,000 or so mostly redundant, mostly negative thoughts. If you allow that to keep turning in the mind, it only works against you. It only gets worse. The only way to get it better is to change that spiral and spin it the other way. If you're not exercising the body, is it getting healthier? If you're eating poorly every day, is it getting healthier? The mind is a muscle, and it requires the same sort of conditioning to not only stop it from deteriorating, from devolving, but to evolve beyond what you were in the past. by evolving your limitless mind. And that's the ABCs. A, the absolute foundational idea. You choose your thoughts. You choose how you feel. You choose the actions you take. B, how are you unlocking your potential? How are we all unlocking all of our potential? C, you're not evolving, you're devolving. You get to choose. And as I said earlier, and as you most certainly well know, it's not easy to choose, is it? And that's why I built this system for your limitless mind. It's one thing to know you can choose your thoughts. It's another thing to have performance tools. And it's another thing altogether to have a training program for every day, every minute, to be able to put to work these tools, to every day get better and better at your skills of choosing your thinking, continuously building your limitless mind. This is the third part to the system for building your limitless mind. In part one, we talk about choosing your thoughts. In part two, we go through the performance tools that make it easier for you to do this. And in part three, we talk about designing a specific training program for your mind. Because this is what really matters. This is what I wish I had known so much sooner. Reading thousands of books, writing thousands of pages of ideas, even taking thousands of pages of ideas and reducing them down to summaries, and summaries of summaries, and summaries of summaries, and lists of daily exercises. What I wish I had known sooner was very specifically, how do you take this every day and practice it? It doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter how much you know about driving a car, or riding a bike, or kicking a ball, if you can't actually do it. Knowledge isn't important. Knowledge is impotent. It's when we take knowledge and put it to work, it might become the most important thing on the planet. It's like Napoleon Hill's famous book, Think and Grow Rich. 100 million copies have been sold. Many people claim to love the book. But have they every day gone in and done the exercises? You work your way through it. It's not a book on thinking at all. He's got some 2 to 3 hours of daily exercises for training how you think, for training how you feel, for aligning your mind with your actions, for thinking and growing rich. It doesn't matter what you know. What matters is how good are you at putting it to work. And that's why in part three, we go through a training program for building your limitless mind. Now, as we're finishing up this track, let's just talk about how we're going to do this together. As I said at the beginning of this track, this is not an audio book. I'm not reading the book. I'm working through the structure of it. I'm going to read through some of it. But a lot of what I'm doing is ad-libbing around it, sharing with you ideas that bring it more and more to life, adding lots of different ideas to clarify points, adding some entirely new topics altogether, really honing in on those things that matter most to building your limitless mind that I can much more bring to life in this masterclass. And what about your end of the deal? How do you get value from this? How do you actually take this and get real value from it? See, because I read thousands of books, hundreds of books just on the mind, thousands of hours of audio training programs, thousands of hours of training topics specifically related to the mind. But that's not how I got good at it. I got good at it by taking those audio recordings and writing more notes, and then creating recordings of my own and listening to those over and over again. Taking what I was learning and practicing it, hours a day. Sometimes 6-8 hours a day conditioning the mind. Hours of meditation, hours of hypnosis. Even when I was skiing, all day, every day, listening to training programs. I have stopped at nothing to build more and more skill of the mind. I've trained with the best teachers in the world. God bless you all. I've learned the absolute most advanced human technologies. And I've taken those tools, trained them thousands and thousands of hours in my own mind, and then built my own tools, built my own processes to keep evolving our human technology and to keep evolving my mind. And only you can know how far you want to take this. I want to know everything. I want to do absolutely everything I can to build my best mind. Only you can decide what you want and how far you will take this. If I were you, I would listen to this program over and over and over again. I would read the book over and over and over again. And I would build your own training program that you put to work daily and continuously for building your limitless mind. It's like you learned everything in school through repetition, not through sitting and listening to lectures or working your way through a textbook, but through taking detailed notes, writing essays on those notes, reviewing those notes over and over again, drilling that knowledge into your mind. I would think of this masterclass and one of those auto manuals that you used to use when you could actually do things to repair your own car. Those books weren't designed to be read once or put on a shelf and never opened, but to be pulled out and getting all greasy and used to specifically operate on that car. See this as the operating manual for your mind and build your own manual. I'm introducing some of these topics to you. I'm sharing with you some powerful tools, but these are a fraction of the tools I use. Some of them are more powerful, but my most powerful tools aren't even in here. I suggest that you take these ideas and make them your own and build your own tools. Build what you need. Do what it takes for you to keep building your limitless mind. And with this, I have only one more question for you. Are you ready to be limitless?